Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Reading. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. I am Patrick Jones. I am the Vice Mayor of Reading, and I'm going to be filling in today for Carl and Linda, and I'm sure they are having fun somewhere on some beach in the south of France, or maybe Sacramento. I can't remember which one it is. And today we've got a couple items coming up. I think for the first hour, Gary Cadd from Reading City Council is going to be joining me for the first hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the city of Reading. And then for our second hour, we will be going over what's happening in the gun world, what's happening in Sacramento, what do Californians have to look forward to next year with regards to legislation that is pending right now. Lots of bills. I think we have 39 different bills, so that's going to be in the second hour. But the first hour, all about the city, the budget, what's happening in the city of Reading, and what we can look forward to in the next year. And I think with that, we are probably ready for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. And this morning I also have Savannah with me. How are you doing, Savannah?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now yesterday was your first full day. Is that what you said?
My first full day of work?
Well, of running the program.
Well, yesterday was July 4th, so we were learning how to put pre-programmed shows into our Phantom. So that's what I was learning.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, she's doing a great job. And out with Bad Bob, in with Savannah, much nicer. And I think it's going to work out great. And are we ready for our Wells Fargo Market Minute?
We are, and it's with Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain positive this morning after the 4th of July holiday. Currently, the Dow's up 60 points at 15,049, while the Nasdaq's up 17 at 3,461, and the S&P 500 is up 7 at 1,622. While oil is up 48 cents at $101.72, and the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.65%. Gold's down $41.50 this morning at $1,208, while silver's down 74 cents at $18.97 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola's up 6 pennies at $40.67, Big Blue's up 30 cents at $194.27, and Walmart is up a nickel at $74.96. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. So you can listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. And like always, our weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. So today, the weather is currently about 81 degrees. And it's going to get up to about 102 to get today. So it's not going to be as hot as it has been, like 117, but it will be pretty hot. And then it looks like Saturday is going to be about 100, and Sunday is going to be about 101, and they're both going to be beautiful sunny days. All right.
All right. Thanks, Savannah. Well, 102 is not going to be that bad. For Reading, we're used to 110, 112, so 102 is going to be a great day. I hope everyone had a great 4th of July yesterday and really remember what that day is all about, and not only just having a day off for most folks, but remembering what occurred on that day so many years ago. Give us the freedom to do what we do. It gives me the opportunity to do what I do. And with me this morning, before we get too far along, I want to introduce my co-host for the first hour, Council Member Gary Cadd. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Patrick, Savannah. Everybody out there in Radio Land, it's a beautiful day. The first thing that I would like to mention today, if I could, was really to say thank you to McConnell Foundation for the fireworks display last night. That was outstanding.
Yeah, especially if you were up above the bluffs or even down below on Civic Auditorium. Excellent fireworks show. As always, they sponsor that. That's, I think, over $40,000, so we do appreciate
90,
it. Is it 90? 000. Wow, so it's huge.
$90,000, and it was just outstanding. I think everybody in Reading probably really super appreciated that, because I know that we were on the other side of town when we headed home, and there was just traffic, you know, cars moving all over. And we just made it home. The traffic worked just fine. But it just showed that there was a tremendous number of people that were watching the fireworks last night. So McConnell Foundation, thank you.
All right. And with that, we've got a break coming up here shortly. And a little bit later at around 7:20 or so, we've got Spencer with the Pet of the Week. And that will come up a little bit later. And he's got a beautiful dog with him, Kara. And so we will get to that shortly.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Don't miss your chance. Your chance is here at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our game show Thursday. Swipe to win promotion for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with game show host Brad Bonner. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. in Overtime Sports Bar. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Brad incorporates a little magic and a whole lot of trivia in his game show. He'll have you laughing till your face hurts. Every Thursday, 12 contestants will win free slot play and a pair of tickets to the final game show on Wednesday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. Five additional winners will receive a pair of tickets where over $15,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes will be given away. Everyone's a winner. But you have to play at Wind River Resort and Casino to be part of our live audience on Wednesday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. in the Event Center. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Plus, enjoy a delicious dessert on us. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details on Game Show Thursdays, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July Twin Sale, going on now through July 8th. Save on hundreds of new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus, hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July Twin Sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
All right, we're back. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Patrick Jones. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda, and they are on vacation today, a well-earned vacation. For the first hour this morning, we're going to be talking about City of Reading. And, you know, I grew up here in Reading and spent my entire life here in a small business here in town. And when I say spent my life in a small business and in Reading, I mean I spent a lifetime in a small business. I started working at the age of four, started going to work with my dad, and before I started going to kindergarten, and after school every day, every year, I'd work at that same small business, and I'm still at that same small business, working 6 days a week, every day. So I have a good perspective of what life is like here in Reading for most small business owners. It's a lot of hard work. You don't worry about your hours. You work hard until the day is over, and you make it work. And in 2002, I got interested in politics, and I ran for city council. I promptly came in last. I know Gary, you know Gary's never came in last, so that's something. I've done something he hasn't done. I've come in last twice, and came in last in 2002. But I'm hard-headed and determined, much like Gary, mm-hmm. and ran again in 2004. I came in last again. I ran again in 2006, and I did beat the mayor at the time. John Matheny picked up a seat. And then the work began. And, you know, in 2006, the economy was going good. We had been on a high for quite so many years, for probably 5-6 years of an upward economy that was considerably robust. And, you know, for me, I knew that that economy would change, and it quickly did. And for the city of Reading, we quickly found out just how deep the recession that we got ourselves into, and everybody in the entire country as well. Housing collapse, all kinds of problems. And the worst thing that the city of Reading has done, in my opinion, is they made assumptions in 2002, 3, 4, and 5, going out for a 10-year period based on a very high economy. And unfortunately, as that economy started to shift by 2006 and 7, and certainly by 2008, it was then very difficult to get caught up. And some of the things that occurred in the past put us in a position where it was very negative for us to maintain a budget. And in fact, we had to start cutting personnel and cutting services to the public, which is never something that any city wants to do. Now, we made some tough decisions during that time. And in fact, the paper has called me a tightwad to the bone, I think was what they...
Something along that line.
Something like that. You know, and I don't like that that statement by the paper. I think it's inappropriate. When you're in a global recession, the likes the city has never seen, we had year after year, quarter after quarter, double-digit declines. We just have to do our fiduciary responsibility, and it's not being a tightwad. You just can't spend money that you don't have. And unfortunately today, when you take a look at the city's finances, and it scares the heck out of me, and I know it scares the heck out of Gary.
Likewise.
You know, we've got issues where we have debt over $300 million, and then unfunded liabilities over $300 million as well, for the two combined at over $600 million. And, you know, and when you take a look at our retiree benefits in particular, they've continued to increase, and it puts huge pressure on the city of Reading, particularly CalPERS and PARS. And those are our retirement systems, and we're not proposing, or at least I'm not proposing, that we do away with our retirement system. But obviously you have to have a retirement system that you can live within. And one thing that occurred that really put a lot of pressure on us was in 2004 and 5, the Reading City Council, and this was before any current council member was on that council, including myself, they added a supplemental retirement system called PARS, CalPERS, and that immediately, overnight, gave all city employees an extra added retirement and created an unfunded liability for us at $17 million overnight in one night. I consider that literally criminal.
Well, Patrick, what happened too is that it went into effect in January 1st of 2005, but they made it retroactive back to day one that everyone hired on with the city. So if somebody had been with the city for, say, 20 years, they already were funded, according to the city, were funded, although they weren't. And now today we're going to have to go back and supplement that. And like Patrick was saying, it was $17.9 million in January 1st of 05, and today it's $38 million short. And that's just PARS. We're not talking about...
Well, and that's where your city manager at the time, and particularly your council members, really need to do their fiduciary responsibility and really be scrutinizing that type of expenditure. Today we have to live with that. And in addition to the increasing costs in CalPERS, we have CalPARS as well, and that's a little bit hidden. So you're going to see for you know... city employees, you're going to see two segments having to do with retirement and very costly In the next fiscal year, we could see an increase, and it's projected that we'll see about a $4 million cost increase to that. And keep in mind with CalPERS, that is a defined benefit set forth by the state of California. And so when their investments do not reach 7.5%, then the city of Reading has to pick up the balance for that. And so there are unknown costs associated with CalPERS every year, that's really putting us at a disadvantage and really hampering us to be able to create the staffing levels that we need, that the public has come to expect. And it's not going away. It's getting worse. And that's where you have to really be tough in negotiations. Gary, I know, you've been on council, 8 or 9 months now?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your first thought when it comes to labor negotiations? What do you underestimate or overestimate coming into labor negotiations? Because it is very new and very different.
Well, in the negotiations, which we can't talk about, the negotiations that we do in the back room. But the thing with it is when I came in as a councilman, I knew there was unfunded pensions. I started digging because I didn't know what the exact number was. Well, now I have the number. And between the unfunded pensions and the health care is $330 million. Now, the health care, the post-retirement health care, is roughly $100 million. So we'll take that 330 down to 230. But that's still $230 million that we're going to have to start coming up with. And the CalPERS side is coming to a point of they want to catch up. They're calling it smoothing, but they want to smooth it and catch and start catching up. Well, in the process of starting to catch up, we've got some real problems coming. The figures that Patrick just said, it's $4.1 million this year. That will take us into to 14-15. In 15-16, they're going to start accelerating, and we'll be picking up an additional $2.5 million, and that will accelerate up to the fiscal year 19-20, that it'll be close to $15 million increase, and that increase will continue for 25 years to catch this all up. Well, what are we going to do? We need 20 more police officers on the street. We need, I believe, it's 14 more community service officers on the street working. The fire department. We have a real problem in front of us, and we're going to have to start effectively as a community working on this.
Well, you're right, Gary. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
All
All right, we're back. KCNR 1460. This is Patrick Jones sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott today. I've got my sidekick with me, Gary Cadd. But right now we have Spencer from the Haven Humane Society, and we have Pet of the Week. Spencer, who do you have with you today?
This morning I brought Kira with me. Kira is about a two-year-old German Shepherd mix. She came into our shelter originally as a stray. However, she was adopted, and they had to bring her back due to her not liking cats. Kira is a really great...
Can't blame her there.
No, you can't, you know. She's a really great girl, though. She walks great on a leash, knows all of her basic commands, and, you know, just a great dog looking for a great home that doesn't have cats in it, obviously.
Yeah, she's a very nice dog, and, you know, life is better with dogs, and get rid of those cats. Own a dog. Own two dogs. I've always had a dog, and they bring a lot of joy and love in your life. And, you know, I think with a little work with this dog, you could probably teach this dog to get along with cats, wouldn't you think?
You could, yeah. It would just take a special hand, someone that's aware of her problem and willing to work with her on it and give her the time that it takes to adjust. There's one thing that I would actually like to mention. Haven Humane is having a free cat day coming up again. We are having a free cat day. The date is not released yet. Next Friday, I will have the date for that. So all your listeners, anybody out there that wants a free cat, next Friday, tune in and I'll have that date for you.
Free cats. All right.
Free cats. That's everything medically all done to them.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely everything done to them. And then we also want to remind everybody out there that during the fireworks, if your pet is missing, come and check the shelter first. We get tons of animals in, you know, they get scared from the fireworks and they end up at the shelter. People go crazy looking for them everywhere. Check the shelter first. That's the first place you should always look for your pet.
And was it a busy day yesterday with regards to that?
It's always busy after 4th of July. We have officers. We actually double staff officers on 4th of July just because of the high number of dogs that end up getting out. And, you know, we don't want any of them to get run over or hurt or anything, so... We want to make sure that everybody comes and checks down at the shelter and retrieves your lost pet.
All right. Well, thank you, Spencer. It's a great dog. I hope your phone is ringing off the hook today. It's a great dog. And, you know, some of the dogs have pretty rough temperaments. And this dog is very calm and mellow. It quickly came right up to me. And a very nice dog. I think it would fit just about any family's home.
Yeah, she's quite the leaner, too. I don't know if you noticed that, but when she leans, when she gets up next to you, she'll lean right up against mm-hmm. you.
Well, dogs are a great way to relieve stress, so I should own about 10 dogs. But
yeah, well, she's a beautiful dog.
Absolutely. She's the black and tan, you know, and you think of a German Shepherd, most people think of, you know, 100-pound German Shepherd. She's definitely a mix, and she's only about 50 pounds. So if you're looking, you want the German Shepherd, but you don't want the size, this might be the dog for you.
Yeah, and a dog like this is very reasonable, you know, because if you want to buy a purebred Shepherd, you can be spending, you know, $1,000
or more.
And so dogs have gotten very expensive. Here's a great opportunity to have a wonderful dog for very little money.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Spencer. We appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you. Well, and, you know, and Haven is always doing great stuff over there. You can always go over there and look for dogs, look for cats, and other things, too. I went in there one day, and there was a potbelly pig, and you never know what they're going to have over there. And, you know, the dogs are really a great way for people. Dogs have been raised with humans for the last, you know, how many thousands of years, and it's a proven fact. Both dog and human does better when you've got dogs around. So, great opportunity. Take a look at that Shepherd or any other dog that they have down there. And we're talking Redding City politics, and you know, before we go to a break, we have a hard break coming up here in about 2 minutes. I wanted to let folks know that, you know, I believe Redding is one of the best cities there is. We've got a wonderful river running right through our city, and I think our best days are yet to come. But we do have a lot of work to do at City Hall to make sure that those budget numbers match what we're going to be seeing. I think for myself, being in Redding for a long time and seeing the economy go up and down and it comes back and it goes forward, you know, I am an optimist, and I do believe that our best days are ahead of us. I'm fairly critical when it comes to spending large amounts. I haven't approved a pay raise, and Gary, I don't know how long. It's been a long time. But literally, you have to live within your means. We all do it in our private lives. If people would see the true function of what's happening at City, they'd be appalled. So we're going to take a quick break, 1460 AM for Community Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are in rally mode today following a strong monthly jobs report, putting them on track for the second week of gains. Employers added 195,000 jobs last month, with more added in April and May than previously thought. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 65 points. Meanwhile, Boston University is suing Apple, claiming patent infringement. The school wants to ban the tech giant from selling iPhones, iPads, and other devices. BU says Apple violated a semiconductor patent filed by one of its professors back in 1997. The school wants a cut of all the profits Apple has made on those devices, plus interest. And airlines are continuing to find new ways to raise revenue through in-air services and fees, as ticket prices account for only 70% of their revenue. That's down from 84% back in 2000, a mark that could fall even further as carriers roll out new twists like annual subscriptions and express security screening. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
This 4th of July holiday, whether you're partying at the lake, picnicking in the park, or barbecuing in the backyard, shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday party needs. From Kent's own special all-beef Freedom Dogs and Burgers to tri-tip and ribs, Kent's carries only the best meats with Prado Ranch beef and Llano Seco organic pork, Kent's own cured and smoked hams, beef snack sticks, and several flavors, plus Cappy's Deli homemade sandwiches, salad, snacks, and desserts made fresh daily. Kent's 4th of July specials include 30-pack 12-ounce Bud Miller and Coors, $19.98, 20-pack Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Sprite, or 24-pack Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, $7.98 each. For a special treat on the go, try a soft serve cup or cone from Kent's Ice Cream Parlor, featuring 8 dryers, ice cream, or a milkshake. Fuel for you and your family, gas and diesel for your travels, and propane for your tanks. Friday, Kent's fires up their grill and serves up tri-tip chicken and ribs for your dining pleasure. Find locally grown quality fresh produce, seafood, and so much more, proving once again at Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli, we're much more than just a grocery store. Locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wind Tour Gardens.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual Red, White, and Blowout Sale, celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at Blowout Savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, we're back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio. This is Patrick Jones sitting in for Carl and Linda, and they're on, I think they're just in Sacramento today. That's as much as I got out of anybody around here. After hearing the commercial there for We the People, we just finished up. In fact, I helped them with their first ever fundraiser. It was at Wind River on June 29th, and we had a great time. A lot of good conservative people with a lot of good ideas came together. We had a great dinner, great time at Wind River. Appreciate all their help and gave away a lot of great prizes. And I think at the end of the day, they netted somewhere around $13,000 to go towards their causes, and they're going to be doing that every year. So it was a very good first fundraiser. We had a lot of people. I want to thank Linda and Mark and Aaron and tons of people. I think of the Ambet girls for always helping out. I see them just about everywhere. There's five or six, and they are workers. I wish I could have 10 or 20 people like that. So you'll see their fundraiser coming up next year as well. And you know, if you get time, you should go check it out. They've got a lot of neat stuff. And do we have Amy yet from Adamson's Peak Performance? Well, she'll be calling in here shortly. She always does around this time. But as soon as she does, we'll get to her. Gary, I wanted to mention, you know, about the general fund, and in our general fund for the city of Reading, that's about $65 million. And that's the majority of our discretionary funds. And, when you take a look at how that's broken down, just to give you an idea, that out of that $65 million, 73 cents of every dollar is eaten up in pay and benefits.
That's true.
Now, in the private sector, if anybody had something like that, I mean, they would absolutely be broke. I mean, it's just flat and simple. Our pay and benefit area is just super heavy, and it's stifling for what we can do. To give you an idea, for just police and fire, which is absolutely a must, however, we're spending 65% of the general fund just on police and fire.
We're spending that just on police and fire. But one thing you need to also remember, that the fire department is not fully staffed for a city the size of Reading, and the police department is not fully staffed either. So we could use more police officers, we could use more firemen, and we're at 65%.
Well, and that's my point, in that we absolutely do need more firefighters on those engines, and we need more police officers on the street. But because we have not controlled that budget, and allowed those pay and benefits to get so excessive, it is stripping our ability today to have the proper funding.
Well, Patrick, keep in mind, just the subject that you've just brought up here about the budget and the percentage of the budget that goes to wages, pensions, and health care. Then stop and think about the shortfall of the two departments, public safety, that we're needing to increase. And then you turn around and put the PARS and PERS retirement short fund, unfunded, if you will, into the picture at $300 million. We've got a real problem.
It's a real problem. And, you know, and a lot of this problem started with you know, for police and fire, when the state went to the 3% at 50. And then most of these cities started to adapt that because others have had it. Unfortunately, there is no city in California that can live with that. They cannot afford a 3% at 50 formula. Now, we have a new formula now for new hires. It's slightly improved, but it still does not address the real problem. And our spending continues to happen. We need good police officers. We need good firefighters. We need more of them. But because we have not contained our spending in labor negotiations, it has gotten us to a point today where our hands are simply tied. And Reading is not alone in this. We've got 488 cities, I believe, in California, and the majority of them are in the same situation, where they're, because one city does it, another does it, and you can take a look at a 10 city average. Well, they're all doing it, but they're all doing it wrong. And that's a real problem. Just simply looking at another city and saying, well, you know, Stockton does it this way. Vallejo does it this way.
Well, and the thing with it is Channel 7 News hasn't been reporting anything that's going on here in the city of Redding, which I would like to see them start doing. But they have been talking about Chico, and Chico has been five different times that Channel 7's been talking about it. And they're having problems, and their problems are spending too much money, and then they're not even talking about the CalPERS problem yet. Well, that's coming on top of it.
You know, and it's not just the TV stations that need to be printing this, and I know it's, sometimes it's a little boring, but our paper is critical to getting the truth out. And you know, and I've talked to Bruce Ross and Mr. Lyons down at the paper, and so many times I think they're concerned with how the public and how the city employees, and we have some great city employees, we really do, hardworking, dedicated, smart individuals. But that does not solve the budget problem. That is our job. The city manager sets that budget outline out for council. We then make that decision. We must scrutinize it. And we've got ourselves in a real hole now.
And city staff knows this is coming because Mr. Starman and I have been talking about this, as you know, for quite some time now since I've been on the council. And I'm like an attack dog. I'm not going to let this go, just like you're not letting it go. And we need to take it to the public so the public knows what's going on, so that we can start dealing with what's happening.
You know, and my goal here, and I'm sure it's probably Gary's too, is to guide the city in a manner that allows us to get to a point where we're financially stable and strong. And with what we see in front of us, that's not going to be the case for 20 years out, if we start now. But too many times we're kicking the can down the road.
The can has become so big it can't be kicked any further.
And I agree. It's a plague on California cities to pass it off and let someone else deal with a problem that continues to get bigger and bigger. And it's just something simply that we would not do in our own personal lives.
Well, Patrick, the thing with it is that people want us to take care of this. We have a problem. I think that's why they put me and yourself into the positions we're at, because we need to bring these problems up.
I think you're right. And Savannah, do we have Amy yet? No, Amy. She is missing. Maybe she ate some junk food over the 4th, and now her tummy aches. You know, that could be. it's possible. Well, Gary, you know, we've been battling hard. A lot of times folks have seen our votes, be somewhat similar. And again, I believe that the council, could be more conservative than what it is today, to fix the problem. Fiscally conservative. And, you know, giving pay raises, when you're looking at a group of employees that are a good group of employees, and it's not that they don't deserve a pay raise, they do, but at the same time, we can't afford it. And so it puts us in a tough position when we have to vote no on a pay raise, because nobody likes to do that. We like everybody happy. We like people making more money. But the reality is that we can't afford it. And with the pay and the benefits, I think we're in pretty good shape. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Come join us this Saturday, July 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the grand opening of Homeward Bound and the dedication of our new Desert Storm Post 9/11 Iraq and Afghanistan Memorial in honor of our current military men and women in uniform. The Northern California Veterans Museum will be open free to the public and will have free hot dog lunch to all who come. For more information, call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
All right, we're back. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, and truly Community Radio. I've always appreciated Carl and Linda for how many different programs they have. I think they're up to 21 local programs for people here in the North State getting their views and ideas out, and that is highly needed, and I can't thank Carl and Linda enough for that. Back with the City of Reading, we have to start taking a look at doing things differently than what we've done. You can't continue to do the same things over and over and expect a different outcome. One of the things that it's possible that we may think of doing something different is with solid waste. And I know, Gary, you've pushed on this issue, and why don't you tell us about it?
Well, we had presentation at council here at the last meeting and meeting before, and the presentation was on water, wastewater, and in streets and roads, and it came to mind that the solid waste trucks that travel up and down our streets, for every trip up and down our street is equivalent of 4,000 vehicle miles.
4,000 vehicle miles.
Right, 4,000. So if we have the blue can picked up, the gray can picked up, and the green can picked up every week, we have 12,000 vehicle miles on our residential streets. Well, I'm sitting there in the council, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Why don't we turn around then and then pick up the blue 1 week and then the green the next week? So we would cut basically one-third of the travel on our streets down. I know there was a little bit of pushback from staff, but stop and think a second now. If we're going to save our streets, which we don't have the money to totally fix our streets, the city's doing a great job. Don't get me wrong, but it's a band-aid of what we're doing right now. We're just trying to keep up. All right. Now, having said that, if we can take one third of the stress off our residential streets and pick up blue 1 week and green the next week. Now people are going to say, well, I fill my blue up every week. Fine, we could give you two blue. It'd be less expensive for us to give a second blue cart and a second green cart if needed, and even a third if you need to make the pickup. But we would be taking the pressure off of our streets. And this is an issue that I believe will be coming up at the next city council meeting that I've asked to have it put back on the agenda again, so that we can bring it forward before the people, so the folks know. Because some people might say, well, Gary, I don't like that. But I'm trying to get you to see the point of why I'm doing it. And that point is to put less stress on our residential streets.
Right, and when you take a look at our road budget, what we're spending today for repairs, it's very minor. I think we would have to be spending roughly around $10 million a year to keep up the roads and improve the roads.
And we're spending less than right around $1 million, a little
right.
over $1 million.
And so we're way off. We're around $40 million. It's hard to estimate the different levels of repair that our roads have, but staff has, and they have a pretty good idea of how far we're behind. And one of the contributing factors is the solid waste trucks. And mm-hmm. and so something should be looked at, and hopefully it can be done in a way that it doesn't eliminate or minimize service to the consumer. But at the same time, we have to address the backload of roads and the damage that we're doing to them. And, you know, $40 million is a huge amount. And we simply, you know, don't have $10 million a year at this point. And again, we're going to have to start looking at things differently than what we've done.
See, Patrick, so far in our hour here, we're tying things together as far as streets and roads, as far as the pensions. In other words, we've got so much money to work with, and we're going to have to start working within our means.
I agree, Gray. All right, we've got a break coming up. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio. We'll be right back.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Abarea here, your Reading Colt 45's broadcaster, reminding you to tune in to Saturday Night Baseball at 7 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460. The 45s, fresh off their victorious trip to Humboldt County, will be back home at Tiger Field this weekend as they take on the San Francisco Seals. It's the Great American Pastime on your radio, Saturday Night Baseball on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting it.
All right, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. We had to run along with that Jason Aldean song. We're always used to Carl's music, and you know it's kind of elevator music. So we have some real music for a change. Well, big topic for the city of Reading, and it does have some financial implications as well, and that's a possible land swap with McConnell Foundation for property that's city-owned property that's owned by the public down by the Civic Auditorium next to Turtle Bay. And it's proposed right now. I think Mayor Bozzetti talked with McConnell Foundation about a 14.1 acres for an 80-acre swap of land that the McConnell Foundation owns off of Clear Creek Road or out in that direction, kind of by the Redding Power Plant. And I know I have some strong thoughts about that as well, Gary, and I know you do as well. My real concern here is that, you know, we're trying to set the vision looking 30, 40, 50 years into the future as to what we'd like to do with city-owned land. And we have surplus pieces of property. In fact, we have properties that are for sale today. Unfortunately, nothing down in that area is for sale. We don't have a convention center master plan to take a look at pressures that would be put on the convention center, and I think it's highly highly past due that that needs to get done. You start putting other things in that area, and you really start making life difficult for anything else that's down there.
Well, the master plan is the master plan. It's a plan. Right now, we don't have one, so that means we don't have a plan. And I think the city of Redding should have some years ago have taken care of that. But the thing with it is, Patrick, is up until this point in the program, we've been talking about money and talking about actually money that we don't have, that we're not being able to generate at the moment. Why would we be swapping bare land for bare land so the city can own more property? We need to have money. We need to have dollars. We need to have money to put into the general fund that it can be used to start taking care of some of the services we need to do. I mean, there's Mr. Starman and I have talked about and bounced around a couple of words. One of them is bankruptcy and one of them is insolvency. Well, both of us know this city will never become insolvent. It won't. But what will happen is we could become not a full-service city. Our services we would cut back, that we wouldn't be full service. I mean, I hate to say that, folks, but the honest truth is this is a possibility.
No, you're right, Gary, and I believe you're right that I don't believe that we'll ever be insolvent, because essentially we're going to cut personnel. Mm-hmm. Which is our greatest cost.
Asset. That's greatest cost and greatest asset.
Greatest asset and greatest cost. When you're looking at 70, in fact, I wanted to talk about that policy 219, council policy 219, set to not to exceed 73% of the total general fund for pay and benefits. And we're at 72.7. Obviously, we've pushed that to the limit. And so obviously we have to cut those costs as we move forward. Here we have an opportunity to sell a piece of property. They need 4.9 acres to build a hotel. I think, and I approved the sale of 4.9.
As I did.
And if they were to buy it at fair market value, real value, what anybody else would have to pay for such a piece of property, they could own the piece of property, build the motel now, and eliminate any issues of prevailing wage.
Well, yeah, and see, there's the point. Prevailing wage, as Mr. Duvernay, our city attorney, had answered a question that I had back when a month or so ago when we were talking about this issue. Will the city of Redding be drawn into a lawsuit if we were to sell the property at for below market value, and then the folks wanted to go ahead and put any kind of a building on it, a hotel or whatever's going to go up there? And his answer was, yes, we will.
Well, and you know, for me, I think it's ridiculous that we have a possibility, a strong possibility, almost all but certain, the city will get drug into it. And then we have to rely on indemnification from McConnell Foundation. I just think that's crazy that we would contemplate that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that doesn't feel good to me. That's not something where I want to go.
It's just simply unnecessary risk when we have a solution to solve the problem.
That's right.
And the solution is sell 4.9 acres of property at fair market value. And some have said, well, they have a lease on it. Well, yeah, but the city's giving you $1 a year lease. It's subsidized and it's not going. And the whole point for McConnell was to eliminate the issue of prevailing wage. There's only one way to do it. You got to pay for it like anybody else would pay for it.
It's not the number of acres you're going to purchase. It's the price per acre that you're purchasing that's going to take care of that issue.
And I think it would be fair to the taxpayer that we don't give it away at some less price, because that lease that we gave them was way excessive. No one else would get the 50-year lease today. In fact, no one else has a 50-year lease on top of the lease that they already have. So it's a hugely extended gift of public funds, if you will. To solve these problems, they need to step up, buy the piece of property at current market value, and that would be fair, and that would set a good precedence in that if you're going to build a motel, you have to buy your land just like anyone else would have to do. If I wanted to build a motel, I'd have to buy my land and build that motel and play in the market that everybody else has to play in. But when it's subsidized, it sets a precedent. I think the unions that have come forward and made complaint, I think they're valid concerns on this one.
Oh, I do too.
And I think they'll prevail, and I'd hate to see the city lose more money unnecessarily. We'll be watching this, and this will come back to council before too long. Gary, I want to appreciate you being here today. And
Thank you. The
next hour coming up, we're going to be talking about gun control issues in Sacramento. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. She's had to sit through the trial of the man who claims he shot her son in self-defense. Now Trayvon Martin's mom takes the witness stand in Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Dave, Sabrina Fulton spent a short time on the witness stand.
And do you have any children?
Yes, I do.
And can you tell us who they are and their names?
My youngest son is Trayvon Benjamin Martin. He's in heaven.
She was made to listen to the 911 recordings in which somebody in the background is screaming for help. She tells the jury that is the son, the voice of her dead son. It's George Zimmerman's claim. He cried for help as her son attacked him, Dave.
There have been more protests in Egypt and more violence. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams live in Cairo.
Many marches happening throughout the country. One just passed behind me. They're demanding Islamist President Mohamed Morsi be reinstated. Military helicopters are flying low near other demonstrations in the city after witnesses say the army opened fire on protesters. An army spokesperson is denying they used live fire on demonstrators, but news agencies are reporting at least 3 dead, although those deaths are unconfirmed. The shootings reportedly occurred outside the headquarters of Egypt's Republican Guard, where deposed President Mohamed Morsi is rumored to be held. Dave?
Kimberly, more people found work last month. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
A net gain of 195,000 jobs last month, a higher figure than expected. The Labor Department also revealing more jobs were created in April and May than first reported. It leaves the unemployment rate at 7.6% as more people started looking for work. Pay was also up last month, now outpacing inflation for a year, Dave.
And Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow's up 20 points. 4 people are hospitalized in serious condition after a fireworks show went wrong. In Simi Valley, California last night, 24 others were also hurt. Police say it appears the platform holding the fireworks tipped over. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years, till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
He was Pope for more than 26 years until he died in 2005. Soon, John Paul II will be a saint.
A second miracle has been attributed to the intervention of the late Pope John Paul II. Costa Rican Flora Beth Mora was inexplicably cured from an aneurysm after her family prayed to the beloved Polish Pope, who died in 2005. Her doctor said there was no scientific explanation for the cure. The second future saint, Pope John XXIII, died 50 years ago. He had no second miracle attributed to him, but the Vatican says Pope Francis can dispense with that rule. At the Vatican, Courtney Walsh, Fox News Radio.
South Africa's government is denying that former leader Nelson Mandela is in a permanent vegetative state in response to a court document. And a close Mandela friend tells Sky News the 94-year-old is conscious and responsive as he battles a lung infection. It started the same year as Live Aid and is still going strong.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
After 28 years, Farm Aid is still going strong. The event, spearheaded by Willie Nelson, has sold out again this year. The September 21st concert will feature Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews.
Oh, when you come crash.
Newcomer Casey Musgraves, Jack Johnson, and Nelson's son Lucas Nelson and his band are also on the bill. The Farm Aid event in Saratoga Springs, New York will also include educational activities about family farms. Since 1985, the Farm Aid concerts have raised more than $43 million to support programs that help American farmers. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
They aren't running for the morning commute, but trains will be back in service this afternoon in San Francisco. Striking workers agreed to return as their union worked out a 30-day extension to their old contract as negotiations continue with BART on a new deal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. I am Patrick Jones, and my co-host. I'm not the host. I'm the co-host, and with me today is Gary Cadd.
Good morning.
And Carl and Linda are out today, and they are taking a well-deserved day off. This hour, we're going to be talking about what's happening in Sacramento with regards to gun control issues, and we have at least 38 different bills pending. It's going to be a very tough 2014. And Savannah, are we ready for our market minute?
We are, and this morning we have Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain positive this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 29 points at 15,017, while the Nasdaq's up 15 at 3,458, and the S&P 500 is up 6 at 1,621. Oil's up 37 cents at $101.61 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.63%. Gold's down $36.40 this morning at $1,215, while silver's down 92 cents at $18.78 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Intel's up a dime at $23.87, Johnson & Johnson's up 68 cents at $87.46, and 3M is up 92 cents at $110.37. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. So you can listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can call them at 243-7561. And currently it is 84 degrees, but it's going to get up to about 102 today.
All right. Thank you, Savannah. And we've got our congressman, Doug LaMoffa. This is the hardest working congressman that you're going to find. Doug's been with us now from the Assembly to the Senate, and now he's our congressional representative. We couldn't be more proud to have him, and he's online right now. Doug, how you doing this morning?
Hey, really good. Thanks for having me on. Is Patrick here?
This is Patrick. I'm sitting in for Carl. Carl's off in Sacramento, so he said you were going to be calling in, so we're very happy to have you this morning.
Good morning, Doug. This is Gary Cadd. I'm here also.
Hi, Gary. Great to have two great patriots to be talking with on the phone here, so on a nice morning after the 4th.
Well, what's happening in Washington this week?
Well, thankfully, not as much. But I say that with a little grain of salt, because it seems like when the Congress is away, then the cats keep playing there. So, Napolitano, she keeps doing what she does, and the administration. I mean, we're really the only check on what the administration's up to. And given the track record lately with Mr. Clapper, saying that he tried to be as least untruthful as possible to congressional committees and things like that. There's a lot really wrong with the way things are being run.
When will Congress be back in session, Doug?
Heading back in Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. Excellent. And so you're in Washington now, I take it?
Nope. I'm out here in the good old North California here. We got to spend July 4th, with the family here, and saw the constituents in the parade yesterday and all that. It was nice. We're in Plumas County this go around here, so I ran my car through the parade in Chester, and it was hotter than blazes, and I finally had to shut it off because it overheated on me. When you start thinking maybe you're kind of cool, pretty cool in this business, you get a good dose of humility, and then you know what I'm saying?
Well, that car probably going to be worn out by now with how many miles you put on it.
Well, it's a large district, and I'd rather have a large rural district than one of those postage stamp size urban ones that would never vote for me anyway. So, we love what we do, and just want to keep doing the best we can for folks. So, lately we've been focusing a lot on trying to get the Veterans Administration moving on helping people get their claims done. We have cases people brought to us that are 3 decades old, and so my message out there is, for our veterans that are finding themselves not getting any answer, we are here to help. And, we've gotten some results for some folks, and there's good people in the system that want to help people, but there's also a bureaucracy there, and there's a few that are just there to have a job. So we want to find the good people that want to get the processes done for our veterans and get them what they've been promised and what they deserve for having served our country. So what I say to people is be encouraged. We can help.
Well, and I know you've been working hard on the veterans issue, Doug, and you had your open house here in Reading, and I know a lot of people have been talking about that. You had a pretty good crowd there, so we appreciate you being open and available to everyone.
It was a really nice event. I know a lot of people probably couldn't come, but we had a good turnout, and we just show that we're open, we're there to be available to folks, and it was a really nice turnout. So it made me feel good, like we're staying in touch and being approachable for people, because that's really the most important part of our job.
Well, Doug, we sure appreciate it. We're coming up on a break now. We appreciate everything that you've done for Shasta County and the whole North State here, and call in frequently because we'd love to hear from you.
Thanks, you guys. Happy Independence Day, and let's keep us independent. So you hang in there for our Second Amendment, too.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grillabites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grillabites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grillabites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Can't deny the way I feel. I find it simply irresistible. I try to fight, 'cause it's so real. I find it simply irresistible. Oh, rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. The stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And, you know, I was just thinking about it, Gary. You know, you're not nearly as good looking as Linda.
As soon as you said that, I knew where you were going.
That's, we're going to need a new co-host here. Now, Savannah is as good looking. So that's, you know, that's something. So that's a help.
Thank you.
Well, we're talking, on this, this hour of the program, we're talking about what's happening in Sacramento. With regards to gun bills. And in my other life, I'm taking off my vice mayor hat now, my city council member hat, and going into my real job, which is I'm a firearm salesman and a manager at Jones's Fort Gun Shop, and this is our 52nd year somewhere in that neighborhood. And I grew up in that shop, and it's always been here in California, and so we've seen different laws over the years, the 1989 assault weapon ban in 2000, 50 caliber ban in 2004, but we have never seen so many bills in one year as this year right now. I think we see 38, 39 bills passing. I think we have one or two in the suspense file, but most of them passing the origin from which they came, either from the Senate or the Assembly, and they just have a an onslaught of bills, and so it's obvious what they're attempting to do with gun ownership and change gun ownership in California. And I have to say this quote because it goes back to Germany in the mid-1930s, and our streets will be safer, our police will be more efficient, and the world will follow our lead. They're talking about full gun control, and that was mentioned by Adolf Hitler in 1935. And that's, to me, what it feels like right now is full gun control. Many different bills, and we're going to get to a lot of those today. Not certainly all of them. There's 38, 39 of them. Today in the paper, Bruce Ross in the editorial page did mention about the lead ban. And I believe the lead ban may be in the suspense file, but that doesn't mean a lot. Suspense files happen to pop up at the just the opportune time. Gary, you know about those.
Having been a legislative aide in my past when I was in Alaska and spending time doing that, a suspense file is really just a placeholder where you can place, because a bill actually is a folder that has the paperwork of the bill inside it. And you have to put that someplace. It's either coming up for a committee hearing or a suspense file, whatever. But you put it in a suspense file and then hold it right towards the end of session and then pull it back out again. And a lot of times when they do that, it's because they're going to make a change to the bill. They'll add something or subtract something from the bill. So what's in the suspense file, a lot of people think, oh, it's in the suspense file, don't worry about it. You've got to be just worried when a bill's in the suspense file because it's being done for a reason, and the reason hasn't been made public yet as to what that reason is.
Right, and we've seen that before where they pull it back out right at the last second it passes when you're thinking this is done, it's the last day, they're not going to do it, and boom, it gets done. This particular bill would ban all types of hunting inside the state of California. It would ban the use of a toxic bullet, so you'd have to use a non-toxic bullet, so anything lead would be outlawed, and that's for dove hunting, quail, chucker, pheasant, pig, bear, deer, everything. And what it does is it creates great expense to the hunter. And there are a lot of calibers where a copper style bullet is not available yet. And when it does become available, if it does at all, it will have a greater cost and it will push more people away from California.
And what will happen if they outlaw lead bullets and look at all of the bullets that people have already, the ammunition people have already purchased? That that they have sitting waiting for when they want to use it, when they go hunting or whatever.
The neat thing with this bill, unfortunately, is they'll have a calming effect, a trick that they use to allow you to shoot lead for the next 2 years before it's fully implemented. And that's a trick that they use to calm people's fears that you'll still be able to use up what you have, but eventually, in short order, you will be using a copper or some sort of non-toxic bullet.
Ammunition is so hard. Patrick, you're in the business. Ammunition is hard to get.
Ammo's hard to get.
You can't just go buy, you know, an amount of ammunition.
And to complicate the matter, there is another bill that will restrict what you buy with regards to ammunition. And it's a ammo registration bill that has passed as well moving forward. And it will require that you get an ammo permit before you buy ammunition. It will also register that ammo with the state of California, so every cartridge you buy will be barcode scanned, and that ammunition will go into a database. And then when you buy more than 3,000 rounds, that information will be sent to the local police or sheriff's department, depending on where you live, as a person of interest. And again, that's all happening right now in the state of California. It's an amazing amount of bills, and there'll be much more. Gary, I think we're ready for a break, and we'll be back shortly. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, and we'll be right back.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Redding.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Have you heard of energy vampires? Energy vampires consume energy in your home. A lot of energy, as it turns out. An energy vampire is an electronic device's wasted energy. When turned off or in standby mode, most electronics still consume energy. About 10% of the nation's total energy consumption, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
KCNR 1460 Community Radio. We're back. This is Patrick Jones. I'm here with my co-host, Gary Cadd. We're filling in for Carl and Linda Day, and we're talking about bills and gun registration, gun control out of Sacramento. I think the legislature this year had made a point after the supermajority last November that they were going to make this the most restricted state in the union with regards to firearms, and they're clearly on their way.
Certainly are on their way.
Now, I don't know if they have a supermajority in both the Senate and Assembly. I think they may be one short somewhere. I'm not certain, but clearly these bills are all moving forward on strong majorities, if not super majorities, and there's very little, it seems, that we're going to be able to do. I know I work with gun owners of California, Tim Macy, Sam Paredes down in Sacramento, and they lobby hard. They fight hard. We raise money. We send it down there. They use it. They lobby. They fight. They're just not having a lot of success. I know when we did our banquet up here for gun owners of California, it was a huge success. We raised over $50,000 to send down to Sacramento. That was an all-time high for us. Couldn't have come at a better time, and I appreciate everybody for attending that.
That was a fun night.
Fun night. Gave away a lot of stuff and raised a lot of money. In fact, it raised more money than the 3 years previous to that put together to help fight these bills right now. And so they're putting it to good use. I'm just not sure if we're having a lot of success. And ultimately, this is going to come down to we the people. It's going to come down to what Californians are going to accept. I clearly believe that a majority of these bills are unconstitutional, and we're starting to see great support among our sheriffs. In fact, I think we've seen all the sheriffs here in Northern California, and I've heard it's up to 28 sheriffs now that have written letters stating that if you pass unconstitutional laws, that they cannot and will not enforce them in these counties. And I know our sheriff, Tom Bozinko, has wrote such a letter as well. And that may come into play this year very quickly. These bills are starting them out.
I don't have a doubt that it's going to come into play. The direction the legislature is going at the moment, they are going to come into play. They're going to have to.
And there's other states. We're seeing the same kinds of things happening in Colorado and Utah and Idaho. We're starting to see these sheriffs come forward because they are the top law enforcement officers of those counties. And I think that's pretty substantial. And they're finally realizing the full power that they have. Another bill coming up, which will be big, is the banning of a high capacity magazine, meaning you cannot possess a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds. Now that, there was a bill in 2000, part of the assault weapon bill of 2000, that said you cannot buy, sell, trade, or transfer into California any detachable magazine that holds more than 10. But what you own, you get to lawfully keep, possess, use, and hunt with. Now there's a bill pending that you're not going to be able to possess any magazine, blocked or not. So maybe it originally held 20 and it's blocked down to 10. Wouldn't matter. Any possession of any magazine that could hold more than 10, you would now become a criminal. And so here are magazines that people, millions of people in California have purchased. They own legally. For many guns, the standard magazine holds more than 10. That's the standard equipment. And now they're saying you cannot possess those magazines. It's going to essentially take a million and a half, 2 million people and make them criminals overnight. An amazing bill if that passes. And I'm not sure where that leaves law-abiding people, what they must do. For a lot of people, they're not going to sell their magazines.
Well, and Patrick, you're also talking about, you just mentioned millions of people here in California. These millions of people in California possess guns, but they're law-abiding.
Correct.
You don't see them come up on the police blotter. You don't see them misusing that weapon. So we're turning around and telling those people, well, now the legislature has decided that we really don't think that you have the knowledge or that we should the resource to be able to allow you to have these weapons. You've had them in the past, but we're going to take them away because we don't think that you're going to be a nuisance to the public.
Well, Gary, I think we have a caller. I think we have Terry. And good morning, Terry. This is Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd.
Hey, Gary. How you doing, Patrick?
Hey, good morning,
good
Terry.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, there's a couple things. I mean, you're really hitting the nail on the head with this. It really is we, the people, getting involved. I know that when we did a Second Amendment rally back a few months ago, we had 350 people. Most just weren't Oath Keepers or Tea Party people or anybody else. I met a couple of guys that were from Colorado. It's people really standing up, and Sally made a good point yesterday. We were talking about this stuff and what's going on in Egypt. It's really going to take a lot of people getting behind this. It's going to maybe take some sort of rally or something happening in Sacramento. to where we start getting thousands and thousands of people who I think really would get on board with this. And I think that's really the key to it, is getting people united. Now, we work with sheriffs and support rural America in nine counties, and I know our sheriffs are all constitutional guys. They've all had their issues with the federal government. But this thing with the Second Amendment, I mean, this is our God-given right. This is the amendment that protects the other ones. What do you guys think, or what are your ideas maybe on massing people together a little bit more and getting the word out? What do you guys think?
Well, you're right, Terry. We can't do what we've been doing. We can't continue to do nothing or the things that we have, because we've certainly not done nothing. There's quite a few different things that we have been doing, but they're not working. And so we must take a different tact. All law abiding, all nonviolent, those things never worked. This must be done by the Constitution, by the people, if it has any teeth at all. And I know you're right. And I appreciate the call. I've been working again with Sam and Tim Macy down in Sacramento, and they are working on a mechanism to get people involved on particular dates here in California. And I think that's going to grow, and I think that's going to include California Rifle and Pistol, of course NRA, Gun Owners of America. You're going to see a lot of groups come together for this single cause. When you've got 38 or 39 bills pending, it's obvious this is an onslaught. And there is a time for action, and there's a time for lobbying and fighting, and right now it's a time for action. We appreciate your call. We're going to be going to a break. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. At the George Zimmerman murder trial, the mother of victim Trayvon Martin, Sabrina Fulton, telling the prosecution the voice on a 9/11 call was her son's. Then defense attorney Mark O'Mara asked,
"You certainly had to hope that that was your son screaming even before you heard it, correct?"
"I didn't hope for anything. I just simply listened to the tape."
The prosecution expected to rest its case today. Gunshots outside the Republican Guard building in Cairo, where it's thought ousted Egyptian President Morsi is being held, with unconfirmed reports of four dead.
This as thousands of demonstrators join rallies across the country in support of the deposed president. Meanwhile, Egypt's liberal opposition is now calling for a return to the streets to demonstrate support of Morsi's overthrow.
Fox Radio's Kimberly Adams in Cairo. And 195,000 new jobs were created last month, more than expected. A jobless rate flat at 7.6%. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale, going on now through July 8th. Save on hundreds of new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus, hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the 10th. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together.
Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. We're talking magazine ban and the possession of magazines considered to be high cap magazines, high capacity magazines, meaning anything that's a detachable magazine over 10 rounds. If you possess such a magazine or magazines, this bill would bar you from doing that. And that's from all calibers. And that's from 22s, any caliber, your hunting rifle, whatever. That's a serious bill. They have an ammo tax. Now, we're already paying tax on ammo. At the federal level, you're paying an 11% excise tax. And, of course, at the city or county level, you're paying sales tax. And now they're going to add another 5-cent tax per cartridge to every round sold in California, driving up ammunition costs. So we have the lead ban for hunting, high capacity magazine ban, elimination of possession of high cap magazines, ammo tax, and then they're going to enlarge the definition or change the definition of what is an assault weapon in California. And they're going to say if a semi-automatic rifle, any semi-automatic rifle, and so that's 22s, rimfires as well, that can accept a detachable magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, it now is an assault weapon. You'll have to register it under a special registration program with the state, pay them a fee, and then no more will be allowed for sale in the state of California.
Let me get this straight, Patrick. You folks out in the community have weapons, have guns, and they have the ammunition. So, in other words, what you're talking about with what's moving forward is that the guns that are possessed today and the ammunition possessed today will no longer be legal, so they'll make you an outlaw if you have them. And then you have to go out and buy a new gun with the new capacity for the bullets to put in it, and then you have to go out and buy a new box of ammunition. And then they're going to turn around on top of that, whoopee-whoopee, they're going to turn around and raise the taxes on top of everything you're going to have to buy. So they criminalize everything you have now so that you have to get rid of it, and then you'll turn around and when you go out to replace it, it's going to cost you even more because the government's taxing you more. Is that the case you're getting?
Well, I mean, it's just massive control. It's all about control and wanting to know where guns are at today. For example, most people don't realize that a bill that has already passed and now will go into effect January 1st, 2014 is full long gun registration. That happens. So when you buy a firearm next year, starting January 1st, a long gun, which is a shotgun or a rifle of any caliber or gauge, that gun will be fully registered with the state of California. And most people, unfortunately, aren't familiar with registration. When you buy a firearm today, we do a background check, we do paperwork, but it is not a registered firearm. There's a big difference. When things are registered, let's talk about the most known registered firearm, which is a registered machine gun. In most states, including California, there is a process that you can buy a legal registered machine gun and register that with the U.S. government. And there is a sharp fee on that. And those are legally registered guns. They're kept at a particular address. They, meaning law enforcement, any agency, can come and inspect them at that address in any 24-hour period that they want. That's what they're moving to. In the future, what you're going to see accompanying registration is the possibility of maintaining a registration card on your person when you're in possession of the gun. That's what's next. And I guarantee you that is how they're thinking. Registration first to find out who you are. Tax you to get some money to pay for agents to make sure they know who you are. Mm-hmm. And then have a registration program so that you're registering each and every gun with a fee just like your automobile. Now, Department of Justice right now uses Department of Motor Vehicles database to do the background checks. So they're using that system already. And they want to know who you are. They want to have every gun registered in California because you cannot have gun control without gun registration. It's a must. And that's what they're doing. And again, I go back to that famous quote in 1935, our streets will be safer, our police will be more efficient, and the world will follow our lead. Full gun registration, Adolf Hitler, 1935. I call these Gestapo tactics, forcing people to do things that they're unwilling to do. And so a lot of people are either going to leave the state, sell those guns, or become criminals. And that is a horrible thing for the state to be doing.
And Patrick, when you talk about or become criminals, the person that's going to become a criminal has done nothing outside of allow its government to put something into effect that makes them a criminal.
Well, and you're right. And it's, these are law-abiding people. These are just simple gun owners of California that are going to become criminals because of the passage of these bills. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
This 4th of July holiday, whether you're partying at the lake, picnicking in the park, or barbecuing in the backyard, shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday party needs. From Kent's own special all-beef Freedom Dogs and Burgers to tri-tip and ribs, Kent's carries only the best meats with Prado Ranch beef and Llano Seco organic pork, Kent's own cured and smoked hams, beef snack sticks, and several flavors, plus Cappy's Deli homemade sandwiches, salad, snacks, and desserts made fresh daily. Kent's 4th of July specials include 30-pack 12-ounce Bud Miller and Coors, $19.98, 20-pack Coke, Dr. Pepper and Sprite, or 24-pack Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, $7.98 each. For a special treat on the go, try a soft serve cup or cone from Kent's Ice Cream Parlor, featuring 8 dryers, ice cream, or a milkshake, fuel for you and your family, gas and diesel for your travels, and propane for your tanks. Friday, Kent's fires up their grill and serves up tri-tip chicken and ribs for your dining pleasure. Find locally grown quality fresh produce, seafood, and so much more, proving once again at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, we're much more than just a grocery store. Locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wind Tour Gardens.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Reading clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Reading, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd. We're filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We're talking about gun control here in California. One thing I wanted to bring up, things that people can do. I've been working with Gun Owners of California now for 5 years. Great organization. We have another fundraiser for Tehama County on July 19th. Doors open, I believe, at 4:30 at Rolling Hills Casino. So that's only 45 minutes. If you're here in the Redding area, we can go down and support a great cause. That's coming up in just 2 weeks. You can call Julie at GOC at area code 916-984-1400 and give her a call and get a ticket or two, or you can even sponsor a table and help Gun Owners of California, again, raise more money so we can lobby. Gun Owners of California is a 38-year-old pro-gun lobby in Sacramento. They do a great job. Not that many people know about them, and so we're getting the word out, and no better year than to do that today. And I think we have Donna on one, and she had a question for us, Gary. Are you there, Donna?
Yes. I wanted to thank you and Gary for being there today to inform people about what's happening. And I wanted to ask you what states are friendly to those who value their Second Amendment rights. I've heard that Alaska, Arizona, and Wyoming are more in line with the Constitution. So I wondered what other states that you know about.
Well, thanks, Donna. It's a good question. And I look at it kind of two different ways. There's a lot of good states out there. Arizona's not bad. Texas is very good. Oklahoma isn't bad. Wyoming's very good. Alaska's very good. Kentucky, Tennessee's very good. You know, West Virginia is not bad. I mean, there's, and you get back east and there's pretty bad states. You know, Massachusetts is pretty tough. New York's pretty tough. And so it's kind of a checkerboard across the state, across the nation. What I look at a little bit differently is while we have some very difficult things happening in California, like a disease, you can't run from this disease. You have to fight it here. If we don't fight it here in California, we teach legislatures across the nation that if you can do it in a state the size of California, you can do it anywhere. And we must fight that here hard and show that we're not going to stand for it. And the people of Northern California can do it. And that's people from Sacramento North. We have the power. And I ask everyone today, if you haven't done much or anything with regards to preserving your Second Amendment rights, this is the year to do it. Do something. Get involved with NRA, Gun Owners of California, Gun Owners of America, California Rifle and Pistol. Get involved. Do something or it will be too late. They're challenging us. This is a distinct challenge. The legislature here in California, both the Senate and the Assembly, is challenging gun owners to say, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and take it? Because we're certainly going to give it to you this year with 39 bills pending. It is now incumbent upon all good gun owners to take these matters up and to do more than what we've done. And we have an obligation to our country to stand up for the Constitution. I've seen that done right here in California. I've seen kind of a David and Goliath standing up for the Constitution. And when you do, you always have that on your side. And I think in the end, we can prevail.
When you stop and look at what's going on in California, this is the start of a movement to come across all 50 states. And Donna, you're right. There are states. Alaska has good, honest gun laws. But this is starting here in California, and we need to stop it in California. It's just you look to California for some of these things that are off the wall that start coming up, and then you turn around and see them start popping up in other states. They need to be stopped here. That's why the groups that Patrick's talking about, Gun Owners of California and these other groups, we need to support them, and we need to have their voice in Sacramento.
Donna, that was a great question. Thank you. We've also got another caller, Art, I believe, on line two. How you doing, Art?
Yeah, doing good. I want to make a couple of points here. I turned 77 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I got my first 22 when I was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. I've hunted all my life. I became an outdoor writer and have written for 40 years on guns and hunting. I've lived in California most of my life, but what is clear and what's not being said in this debate is who's driving it. And who is driving it is the Democratic Party and the radical leftists that are running the Democratic Party. And that goes for the governor right down the line through the state legislature. The Democrats are the enemy of gun owners. They have been for half my life. They've proposed 90% of every anti-gun piece of legislation that's come along. And now they've become so powerful, and the Republican Party has been diminished to almost being a nothing, that they have the freedom to make these kind of wild proposals. If you take every gun owner in California and you amass their vote, they're still a significant minority. The only place you beat these people now running the state, which is the Democratic Party.
KCNR, this is Savannah.
You beat them in court. That's the only prayer gun owners here are going to have. I don't care how many rallies you get, how many people sign up. I belong to gun organizations. I have most of my life. But I'm telling you, the only place you stop these maniacs that are now running this state, you beat them in court. And if you have to go to the Supreme Court to do it, then that's where you go.
Well, Art, I appreciate the comments. You're absolutely right. You know, the Democratic Party is pushing this, and it might be higher than 90%. I think your comments are right on the mark. You know, I've never, every time I've ever voted, I've always voted Republican or independent because of this issue. And I know people mean well when they see a candidate that's a Democrat, but the reality is in Sacramento that that party, the Democratic controlled Senate and Assembly, they push these things, and whether it's by Mr. Jack Scott or Nel Soto or any of the others that come along, there's always a few that push these bills. It's always the Democratic Party. They're the ones that are pushing it. But the question is today, what do we do about it? The lawsuits, we're certainly gearing up for that. I know Gun Owners of California is already preparing. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of money, and that's why we're raising a lot of funds. But I still believe that the public, that there is a significant number of people here in the North, that they still have an opportunity for their voice to be heard. And we've seen that, Gary, on council when people come mm-hmm. forward in large numbers. And when they come forward and they complain and they say enough is enough, eventually you get some lawmakers to start hearing you. And we need to get everybody involved. It's not that we're not going to litigate. We will, and we will like never before. And I look back to Sheriff Richard Mack. That was a great opportunity, something that he did. And we'll talk about that. We're going to have a break here. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Abarea here, your Reading Colt 45's broadcaster, reminding you to tune in to Saturday Night Baseball at 7 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460. The 45s, fresh off their victorious trip to Humboldt County, will be back home at Tiger Field this weekend as they take on the San Francisco Seals. It's the Great American Pastime on your radio, Saturday Night Baseball on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Well, I won't back down.
KCNR 1460 Community Radio. This is Patrick Jones and Gary Cad filling in for Carl and Linda. We just had a caller, Iris, and he mentioned that if you don't have a Second Amendment, you certainly don't have your First. And I would go further and say that if you don't have a strong Second Amendment, you don't have a country, that you're not free at all. And you don't have a Constitution. So, Iris, you're right. And with that, I think we have Robert on line two.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, very good, Robert.
Just fine.
Yes, well, in honor of yesterday being July 4th, our nation's birthday, amen to that, and ooh-rah, Semper Fi, and all that other good stuff that I would probably be saying to Colonel Bott if he was there. But let's face it, no offense, but those of you in the sound, hearing the sound of my voice as it voted for those jokers in the legislature, the buzzards are coming home to roost, and you're looking at the prospect of both the Second Amendment and Prop 13 basically being thrown under a bus. So just remember, there's an election next year, so get out and vote those jokers out and put it in some more Republicans to try and slow Jerry Brown and his ilk down.
Well, you're right, Robert. You know, it's very important when you vote. Unfortunately, you know, the more money you have in campaigns, you can make yourself look pretty darn good. And we certainly do that here on the local level as well as they do on the state and the national level. It's very important as to who you vote for. It always has been, no more important than it is today. But the reality is the state and the high density areas are liberal, and they are voting Democrat each and every time. And as states get larger in population, they become liberal and they become Democratic, and we see that. California has now a supermajority, the first time in California history, and it's a Democrat-controlled supermajority, super liberal, and our way of life is under threat. It's under attack. And
that's why we need to get out and vote.
And that's
get those people out of there. And also, more importantly, voting shows that you're supporting those young people over in Afghanistan that are keeping us safe.
You're right there, Robert.
You're right. And
because my dad was a World War II veteran, and we're just getting one of his grandchildren back in August from the Marines to deployments.
Well, Robert.
And anyway, one other thing real quick, just remember that you get what you vote for, and remember the wise words of Pogo, we has met the enemy, ... and he is us.
Well, thank you, Robert, for the call.
Right.
We appreciate
Thanks.
It. And, you know, we thank you for your service and your father's service as well. We, again, couldn't be here without our men and women in the military, and we appreciate that, and no better week to appreciate it than this week, the 4th of July week. You know, with what's happening here in California, you know, if we don't stand up and do something now, can you imagine what kinds of things they're going to implement next year? They're going to be on a roll. NRA said this back in 1989, if you let their foot in the door, you will be highly sorry. And they were absolutely right when the first assault weapon ban passed in 1989. And if you go back further than that to 1982, when California voters put initiative forward to ban all handgun sales in the state of California, we worked hard to defeat that, and we did. But that night, I remember that November night when it passed, and I was a young guy, I think I was 14. I remember seeing those numbers come in, and one-third of the California voters said it was okay to ban all handgun sales in the state of California. And I thought to myself, what's going to happen to this state 20 years from that date. And of course, it's 30 years from that date now. And here we are. And we're starting to see these bills come forward in force now.
Well, you start looking at something, Patrick. Right now is the time to do something. Right now is the time, if you want to use the word fight, now's the time to fight. Because they're coming at us, and what's going to happen when these things pass and then all of a sudden there's a knock on the door or something is illegal. So we're going to take the citizens of the state of California and make them criminals by legislation being passed by the state of California.
You know,
nothing
else. And I go back to what Art was talking about. He's been around a long time. He's been writing for 40 plus years, and he's absolutely right. If we don't raise funds to litigate each and every one of these bills, we're going to be in trouble. So we're trying to do our part. And I want to mention again, Tehama County, the Gun Owners of California fundraiser, July 19th at Rolling Hills Casino, going to be a lot of fun. It's a first-time event for them. These people are doing something. They're not sitting back. They're doing something. They're raising funds, and we're going to use it to fight this legislation. And again, 39 different bills. Call Julie with Gun Owners of California down in Sacramento, area code 916-984-1400. And again, this is a 38-year-old pro-gun lobby group that lobbies in the Capitol for our gun rights every day. So it's been a great time. We've had a good hour here. I hope people get involved. I appreciate the opportunity to be the host today. I know Carl and Linda need a day off now and then. Mr. Gary Cadd, thank you.
Thank you.
And KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. The good guys against the bad, which are you. And I'll keep this
world from dragging. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Deadly clashes in Egypt. As supporters of the ousted president take to the streets, chanting down with military rule, Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams is live in Cairo.
Shots rang out in one of the demonstrations in support of deposed President Mohamed Morsi here in Cairo. In a video claiming to show the event, a demonstrator with a severe head wound lies still on the ground next to a barbed wire fence with security forces on the other side. The AP says the army opened fire on the crowd, but the military is denying using live fire. News agencies reporting at least three people were killed near where the deposed president is reportedly being held. Meanwhile, the interim president, Adli Mansour, has ordered the one remaining house of Egypt's parliament, the Islamist-dominated Shura Council, be dissolved. Lisa?
Kimberly, thanks. The medical examiner who performed the autopsy on slain Florida teen